Now, over 4,000 venues will host events for Culture Night this coming Friday, but organisations representing the artists and performers who'll take part in the event have raised concerns that the free nature of Culture Night risks creating the misleading impression that artists work for free. Both the Theatre Forum and the National Campaign for the Arts are also fearful that the coming budget will hit the arts harder than other sectors because they say the arts are already under-resourced. I've been meeting artists and representative groups to find out more. This was Culture Night last year, an event enjoyed by thousands of people across the country. Free events everywhere, like this concert featuring singer Gavin James, helped to showcase the arts and the talented performers and creators who work in this country. If you could return. Next Friday, Culture Night will return, but does the free nature of events like this create a false impression that the work of artists should not be paid for by the people who enjoy the art? It's a question that those who work in the sector have been wrestling with.
I think the initiative that walking around any city, county in Ireland on Culture Night is a dream, and it's wonderful that it's an opportunity for people to see great art at work, because at the end of the day, it's taxpayers' money that we're all funded by.
Angela Dorgan is chair of the National Campaign for the Arts.
So it's wonderful to show our fellow citizens just in one night that, you know, how deep and rich our arts output is. On the other side of it, I would worry sometimes that if an event is free, we lose an opportunity in educating hearts and minds again that art is free to make. And again, we're talking about an ecosystem here where we, the citizen, have to acknowledge that art is not free labour.
But many artists are working either for free or for very low pay in order to showcase their talents.
I think it's true to say that working in the arts has always been precarious, but it seems that that has been aggravated by a number of factors in more recent years.
Anna Walsh is director of the Theatre Forum, the national organisation representing the performing arts. It carried out a review of pay and conditions in the sector and found that a third of performing artists earn less than the minimum wage.
Traditionally, low pay in the arts sector is now aggravated by employment being unpredictable and periods of unemployment following periods of relatively low paid employment. So the combination makes for a very precarious working life with intermittent work and with a lack of predictability around both income and work, which then has a knock-on effect on life choices which other people in other sectors take for granted.
And those life choices, which are dependent on a steady income, can impact on anything from paying rent or health insurance to whether an artist has enough to eat. Peter Power works in the creative arts and is based in Cork.
So I'm a composer and sound designer by trade, the separation being that one is generally the creation of music and the other one is the implementation of music into various fora, so something like television, you know, or film or theatre, contemporary dance, live performance generally is where I kind of work.
And this is one of his compositions created for use in the Cork Midsummer Festival last year. And despite being busy for 9 months of the year last year, Peter Power found himself without work in the month of October.
Yeah, I mean, I got to October and I mean, I'd had 3 or 4 really good years in a row, you know, and so I kind of got a little bit complacent, and I'm lucky I have an agent in the UK, so I'm represented quite well. But I had kind of thought, work generates work generates work. You have the sort of faith in that. And then basically I hit October and I had nothing. I think I'd taken my eye off the ball And I hit this point where I had nothing from October, and it lasted all the way through till February, which is, I can tell you, during a period like Christmas is absolutely terrifying, because, you know, whether you like it or not, you are in an environment where spending is the primary currency of the day. And it was, I mean, it reached a point where I had started to consider and going back to getting, like, or, you know, jobs you would have in college, like, you know, working in a cafe. Or, no, I mean, I don't want to say people working in a cafe don't have, you know, fully realized jobs, but it feels like a step back when you've established yourself on a national or international scale at what you do.
And the effects of not having a consistent income were dramatic.
You start to think that maybe your personality or behaviors have caused you to lose work. You start to worry about your future. You start to, I think a really good way of describing it is quite similar to when people get injured. It shrinks your horizons. So everything becomes smaller. The timelines of your life become tighter. You don't think about things in long terms. You don't think about the potential for accruing a lifestyle or a kind of a future. You just start to think week to week. And when it gets really bad, it can go down to day to day. And like that kind of anxiety is obviously soul destroying, and it's, you know, and it's incredibly hard on your mental health. It's very hard on your physical health, and it's very hard in your relationships, because it causes you to become quite fractured and very difficult to be around, actually. And so you become an inconsistent person as well as having inconsistent income.
This is the band Fight Like Apes, which enjoyed 10 years of success before breaking up in 2016. One of the reasons for the breakup was the inability of the band to make itself a financial success in a world where 10 euro music streaming subscriptions provide access to millions of songs for the listener, but very little in cash for most artists. The band's frontwoman was May Kay, who's pessimistic about the future for anyone involved in a band today.
Fight Like Apes ended because it wasn't sustainable, and it's almost like a hopelessness. So it's fine if you can pay rent this month. It's fine if you can eat food this month. All those things are fine, but there's no future in sight if you're in a band. I feel that way very strongly, and I know there are so many bands in unique situations, but there is an absolute hopelessness about the future if you're in a band. Like, are you going to get a mortgage? I know incredibly proficient, busy photographers, musicians, artists who can't get a mortgage. A pension, that's a joke. None of us know what a pension is. So it's the future. It's the future that I certainly don't believe in for me as a musician, as a creative that can keep going and as a thing on its own. I don't see what I would do in the future.
And now, with a tight budget on the cards, those who represent artists and performers, people like Anna Walsh, are concerned that their campaign for a living wage for artists will be completely derailed.
The Taoiseach himself committed to doubling the investment of culture and the arts, I think it's over 3 years ago now. And at the moment, I think we're still lagging somewhere at 13% or a bit less than 13% of that investment having been achieved in that time. And that doubling of investment in the arts and culture was promised for 2025. Now, unfortunately, in the current climate of uncertainties, the achieving that doubling of the budget is likely, if history repeats itself, to be derailed by Brexit and all of what Boris might do next.
Others, like Angela Dorgan from the National Campaign for the Arts, say the failure to provide artists with a proper standard of living simply makes no sense.
If you look at the investment in the arts, it comes back to the taxpayer, I think, fivefold was the last measurement of that. So it's not to be narrow and say, well, lads, times are tough, we need to take money from somewhere. The arts in Ireland was almost disseminated during the recession because we were seen as the fluff money. And our Minister for Finance is intelligent enough now to see that the arts brings more economic value. The arts generates jobs, it generates income, it generates economy. Unfortunately, there isn't enough money going so that the artists are making their fair deal out of that.
But the Department of Culture, Heritage and the Gaeltacht points out that the Arts Council is receiving €75 million this year. There are also bursaries and an enhanced social welfare scheme to allow artists to receive assistance for their first year out of work. But those schemes, while welcomed by artists like Peter Power, don't, he says, address the perception of art as a glorified hobby rather than something which enhances people's lives.
It goes all the way up to the very top. Everybody is badly paid in the arts, and every infrastructure is underfunded. Every venue is in a kind of position of being run down. The whole thing, I mean, RTE itself is struggling at the moment. There's a complete and utter lack of respect for the things in society that are not easy to break down into business models. And that's what we need to talk about, because I don't necessarily want a living wage. What I want is an ecology to work in that's actually sustainable.
This Friday, Culture Night will return to over 4,000 venues across the country and will, according to the Department of Culture, be a celebration of the arts and heritage of this country. And the artists who engage in it will be paid. But when the curtain comes down on Culture Night, questions about the future for the artists and creators who make it all happen will remain.
When people in their thousands will visit the theatres across the country, it's worth remembering that they, as audience members, are on average likely to be paid more than one third more than anybody that they're watching on stage. The reality for audiences is that our artists won't continue to be artists unless something significant happens, both in terms of funding to make work that we want to all go and see and enjoy, but also for artists to be paid.
And that was Anna Walsh from the Theatre Forum, with a little help from the RTE Concert Orchestra performing at Culture Night last year, ending that report. And don't forget, Culture Night is on Friday night.